Father, we come before the word of the living God tonight with open hearts, thrilled minds, for it is the word of the living God. It is your bond. You're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. Have you not said it? Will you not make it good? Will you not make it come to pass? For you watch over your word to perform it. And we thank you. And we pray it in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Now, we're going to talk about we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. So turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And this fourth and fifth chapters of this letter are, and they contain, the gospel of the kingdom. It's here. In the fourth chapter, the 13th verse, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outer man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Now, last December, I turned 86, and I'm telling you, day by day is important to me. Day by day is important. And I spend a lot of time in the 103rd Psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who redeems our life from destruction, forgives us of all our iniquities, and heals all of our diseases. And he fills our mouths with good things, that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Every day. Every day. If you call for it. Amen. How do you call for it? By faith. So, verse 18, or our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us far exceeding an eternal weight of glory. Here is a faith key. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And the Amplified said, the things you can see, they're subject to change. They're in this natural world. And I go back to aviation again. You can get into a situation you can't believe what you feel. When I first came over into this and was learning from Kenneth Hagin back in 1967, I said, Gloria, I already know how to do this. She said, what? I said, not being moved by what I see or what I feel. She said, how'd you learn it? I said, I'm an instrument pilot. I had to learn how to do that because until you're trained to fly instruments, I'd rather fly instruments than not. But you can get into a situation, for instance, if you get into the clouds in a single engine airplane, the propeller's going this way, so the airplane's going to want to go this way. And it'll start doing that. You can't see outside. When you get that wing down, This wing is a little drag, so it'll pull it down. So now it's increasing speed. And all the time you feel like everything's fine. Because your brain doesn't know what's happening. And finally get that thing into a spiral. And then come out from under the clouds and do this, you'll have to tear something up. People have done that. And I told her, look, this is my instrument panel. I no longer have to be moved by what I see. I no longer have to be moved by what I feel. Because what I see and what I feel is not the truth, it is simply a truth. This is the truth. And when you know this truth, it'll make you free. Not set you free. Jesus said it will make you free. El Shaddai said, I have made you the father of many nations. He didn't say you're going to be. He said, I've already done it. What did he do? He appeared to him and entered into covenant in the 17th chapter of Genesis, and he changed his name. You will no longer be called Abram, but you will be called Abraham. I've made you the father of many nations. That H is the H in Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh-Hashem. They entered into covenant and there was a name change. This is a book of covenants. In fact, Professor Greg Stevens and I just finished a book. And in fact, just before I came, after I got here, my granddaughter sent me the last cover design and I approved it. So it'll go to press. God, a covenant, and the contradiction. To go into the covenants of the Bible. This is not the Old Testament. This is the first covenant, which contains different covenants. This is the second covenant ratified by the blood of Jesus. Let that soak in a little bit. This is your instrument panel, and there's no reason to get shook up about anything that happens. Now, if it is a dire emergency, you shout the name of Jesus just as loud as you can, and then don't depend on your mind. Go right over into tongues. Amen. Say, well, Brother Copeland, I don't do that. Well, that's your fault. Amen. Amen. Well, Gloria and I were scripturally illiterates. I said, Gloria, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John tell the same story. She said, yes. Isn't that wonderful? T.L. Osborne said, Copeland, you were born free. I said, well, he said, you had no religion to unlearn. Well, the first thing I knew was faith. I won't go through all of my testimony and all that, but I was assigned to the Oral Roberts Evangelistic Airplane, which at that time was a most marvelous airplane I've ever had anything to do with. But then, in just a few days, until Brother Colin Steele came to me, and he said, Kenneth, I was 30 years old at that time, and he said, I'm going to assign you to be the Reverend's driver. He said, you're a grown man, and I can pull some people off when we're on the road. And it was amazing. But then we went home while we're in Tulsa and to preach at the Grace Temple Church. And so I went to my mother's and dad's house, that house where I lived my last year in high school. Well, we walked in there and And of course, Mother just grabbed Gloria and headed back. She had something. I said, Mother, do you have any tapes? She said, yeah, look in there on that tape recorder. There was a cabinet there that had been built for a home movie projector, but Mother just put this big Webcor tape recorder on there. And it was a white box, so I knew it was a copy. I didn't know what. Well, on one side, it was you can write your own ticket with God. Amen. And Paul's revelation on the other side. I took my New Testament out of my pocket and I said, this is the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life. This is God speaking to me. I can trust this. The same as I could trust a lawyer, a highly trusted friend. I can trust this. This is the word of the living God. And he was talking about faith. And I fell in love. Amen. With the message of faith. And so did Gloria. I said, Gloria, we get back to Tulsa, we have to have everything this man has. And so we did. So we walk by faith. I got excited, but I pretty well stayed that way. And you follow this. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up in life. Listen, these are life-giving words. And when you meditate them, the revelation from it begins to come up on the inside, and you begin to minister to yourself. Amen. So, now listen. Now he that wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we're at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that we're present or absent, we may be accepted of him. How? By faith. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we're made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. For we commend not ourselves again to you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them that glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it's for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us. Now, we won't turn there, but the Spirit, through the same prophet, said, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. He's in there. Amen. And it is written that he is love. Amen. There's nowhere in the Bible says that he is power. It doesn't even have to say it. But he uses his power in behalf of his love. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Now we're almost there. For that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, Though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth we know him no more after the flesh. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Listen now. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. What passed away? That old sin nature. November. Now, Gloria and I were married the Friday, the 13th of April, on purpose. There's some things that happened. That Friday the 13th was our day. And we entered a covenant that's been, other than my being born again, is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And so, thank you. I thought it was a day like any other day. Now, what had happened here? I was working for the Beechcraft dealership there, Central Flying Service. And the chief pilot was a man by the name of Harvey Abbott. And they had come out with an insulation product that was just phenomenal. In fact, there was a guarantee that went with it if in your home, if you put it in over the, even the top of insulation, that it, if it didn't reduce your heating and cooling bill, they'd give you your money back to you. Well, Harvey bought the equipment and all that. And so, make a long story short, I got out and sold a lot of this. Now, in the meantime, based on the number of sales that I had made, Gloria and I went into a lease purchase agreement on a nice three-bedroom home. And we didn't have any furniture or anything yet. So we rented a roll-away bed. The mattress is about that thick. You've probably heard her tell this. And we had a little black and white Sony portable TV that you could plug in. And when we were in those kind of conditions, we just made up our minds, we're not calling our folks. But my mother did send us a 25-pound sack of potatoes. And we had a drip-a-later coffee pot. Now, for you younger people, just let the ignorant be ignorant still. No. It had a bottom that's just you could boil water in it. And a big thing you stuck down in here and put your coffee here, and it'd boil down like that. Well, we weren't interested in the coffee. We were eating the potatoes. Boiled potatoes, peeled potatoes, raw potatoes. And I didn't have the heart. Harvey did. The product didn't come in. That's where we had a problem with it. Well, Gloria and I didn't have any money, so I had to go get another job. Anyway, I did. I got another job. So, and she found a brand new furnished apartment. It even smelled good. So I went to the airport that morning and pre-flighted the airplane. And my client came out. His name was Weir. He was an executive of Arkansas Louisiana Gas Company. I thought it was a day like any other day. I got in, took my suit off, put on a pair of khakis and a shirt. I went into the kitchen there. and I sat down to put that shoe on right in here. Kenneth, if you don't get right with me, son, you're headed for a devil's hell. I said, I know it. What do I do now? I heard my Sunday school teacher in a Southern Baptist church at the University Baptist Church in Abilene, Texas. Her name was Taggart. She's a little woman about that tall. And she was a widow woman. She wore a black dress all the time. And a little black straw hat and a little artificial flower right here. And all the boys called her Old Lady Taggart. And we, all of us, had let the Sunday school superintendent know, in a Baptist church, it's too much like school anyway. I mean, you know, they just promote you and they punch you up, and but the teacher stays the same. So we told the Sunday school superintendent, you promote Mrs. Taggart, we're not coming back. So she is promoted with us for 2 years. And I heard her voice. Boys, you have to ask Jesus to come into your heart. I thought, that's Old Lady Taggart. Well, it sounds just as dumb as it did the first time I heard it, but I'm going to do it. Jesus, come into my heart. Gloria said, I'm not going out in public with you anymore. I said, why? She said, you're foul mouth. I said, well, what the did I? I didn't know I was a new creature. But profanity was gone from that day until today. Well, now I'm going to have to tell Gloria, because she was raised in the Church of Christ. I was raised in the Baptist church. And so we just, you know, we thought, well, why bring it up? But I thought, now I'm going to have to tell her. She was over there at the stove. She waited for me to come in. I said, Gloria, come here, baby. Come here. Come here. I was still sitting down there, so she got over here. I didn't look. What if I were to, you know, give them a testimony or speak for God? She said, hallelujah. I said, what? She was watching the Beverly Hillbillies on that broken television set at a coffee table that I made in metal shop in high school. My mother had sent me a Bible and I never had picked it up. But she did. Ken Precious, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. And she said out loud, well, I sure do need some things. She just said, take my life and do something with it.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes. The spirit of faith comes from knowledge of God's word and through prayer. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. In this audio series, The Spirit of Faith, Kenneth Copeland shares how the Holy Spirit paints an image of the word of God in the heart of every believer through revelation. Then, because of the reality of the word in your heart, the force of faith is released by speaking God's word out of your mouth. God releases his faith by speaking words, and he's called us to imitate him. Words are the most important things in this planet. God purposely put creative power in words for his people to harness. That's why what you say matters. Simply, words of fear open the door to negative things, and words of faith in God brings goodness to your life. The good news is a spirit of faith will always overcome fear. Faith-filled words will dominate the laws of sin and death. Discover how to use your words mixed with the spirit of faith and see how every area of your life can change forever. Request your free copy of The Spirit of Faith by Kenneth Copeland, available on MP3. God released his faith by speaking words. Therefore, you release your faith in the words you speak. go to kcm.org/victoryoffer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Today, Brother Copeland shared how he received Jesus as Lord and Savior. He simply said, "Jesus, come into my heart." And Miss Gloria got born again by praying, "Take my life and do something with it." It is that simple, because Jesus did all the hard part. He defeated all the curse, and when you make him the Lord of your life, he gives you all of his victories. This is an important step for someone. You're not watching this broadcast by accident. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "God has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." It's time to make a change. Pray this with me. "Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life completely over to you. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again." Amen. Listen, praise God, your spirit is born again and you have a new life in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 5, 8 through 9 shares the miracle that just took place. It says, "For you were once full of darkness, but now you have the light from the Lord. So live as people of light, for this light within you produces only what is good and right and true." To help you learn more about who you are in Christ, Kenneth Copeland Ministries would like to send you a free resource called The Salvation Package. It includes a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland called He Did It All For You, and some information to help guide you in reading and studying your Bible. To request your free copy of The Salvation Package, go to kcm.org. While you're online, you'll find many teaching resources and information to help you live a life of victory. kcm.org is full of word-based resources on subjects that are important to you and your family. You can watch the BVLV broadcast or read KCM's daily devotional From Faith to Faith. When you find something that helps you, share it with those you love and let them experience the power of God's word in their lives too. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn who you are in Jesus and what belongs to you as a child of God. Request your free package on kcm.org/newlife.